Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Overcoming the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony podcast, a companion podcast to the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony message homily series. The purpose of this podcast is to share with you from a biblical perspective the means by which we can combat and overcome the acceptable sin of gluttony and its outcome of obesity and other health issues and problems. Our passage from the Word of God today is Genesis 25:29-34, which reads, "And Jacob sowed pottage." And as I read these passages of Scripture, in most cases, I'm not going to expound upon them now, as I've already preached from these verses in the series. The homily message series. But my point in reading these verses is, number one, I always start out by reading the Word of God in almost everything I do. Number two is to point out that oftentimes people got into trouble because of food. Some kind of connection with food, even in the Bible. Adam and Eve, and then throughout the Scriptures. Either people got into trouble with food, around food, or food caused them to get into trouble. And so that's why I read these passages. And Jacob sowed pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he swore unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils. And he did eat and drink and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Now let's look at gluttony and its effects in the news today. According to the Stanford Health Care Center, obesity is a major cause of high blood pressure, additional fat tissue in the body needs oxygen and nutrients in order to live, which requires the blood vessels to circulate more blood to the fat tissue. And of course, this is a problem. This increases the workload of the heart because it must pump more blood through additional blood vessels. More circulating blood also means more pressure on the artery walls. Higher pressure on the artery walls increases the blood pressure. In addition, extra weight can raise the heart rate and reduce the body's ability to transport blood through the vessels. In this podcast, we are going through the book, The Rave Diet and Lifestyle, or The Rave Lifestyle, The Natural Foods Diet with Meals That Heal, by Mike Anderson. He goes on to say, the yo-yo diet cycle is nothing new. The first popular high-protein diet book was published in 1864 by an English casket maker named William Banting. During this same era, P.T. Barnum told Americans, there's a sucker born every minute, and the casket maker's diet did, among other things, prove P.T. Barnum right. The Atkins diet, the Zone diet, South Beach diet, and other high-protein diets all have their roots in, appropriately enough, a casket maker's diet, because they all contribute to heart disease, kidney disease, osteoporosis, and our common cancers, not to mention the constipation, gastrointestinal difficulties, bad breath, and other symptoms that are the result of high-protein diets. Little wonder the American Dietetic Association has described these diets as a nightmare. The phrase high protein is simply a euphemism for high fat to disguise the fact these diets are plowing an incredibly unhealthy diet down your throat, with the Atkins diet being up to 60% fat. The fact that Banting's diet was all the rage in the late 1800s and Atkins-like diets are now the rage over 100 years later shows, number one, how little progress we have made in making people understand such quick fixes, which are not fixes, don't work. Number two, the power of advertising, and number three, how such diets come into vogue when the price of meat is cheap. People think Atkins has come up with something new in the diet field. All he did was popularize a failed diet that was over 100 years old, created by a casket maker. Now, take a deep breath, because I want you to think about something. Don't you think it's strange, perhaps more than a little embarrassing, that none of these diet plans work in the long term? Yet we keep shelling out money only to prove that history does repeat itself. As P.T. Barnum said, there's a sucker born every day. At least when it comes to diet plans, have Americans become so desperate that common sense has totally gone out the window? Think about it. We're in such pathetic shape that the most educated population on the face of the earth now needs a doctor to tell them how to eat. In the meantime, billions of uneducated people throughout the world are in better health than most Americans, keep slim figures, and many have never even seen a doctor. It's only a slight exaggeration to say that people were getting better advice about what they should eat when they were seeing witch doctors. The goal of weight loss is to reduce the percentage of body fat, and you cannot lose body fat quickly. Allow me to repeat that. The goal of weight loss is to reduce the percentage of body fat, and you cannot lose body fat quickly. Any program that promises quick weight loss is not losing fat, but simply water. Losing weight is not complicated at all. In fact, it's quite simple, and the diet doctors have done more to confuse the issue than anyone else. But there is a method to their madness. The more complicated dieting seems, the more money there is to be made from all the confusion and from all the suckers. And although these diets don't work, even for the diet doctors, the good doctors are more than willing to accept your money for the advice they're selling, advice they can't even follow themselves. Why are things so insane? In a word, money. Selling food supplements and diet plans is big money, big business. Selling the easy way out is big money. Telling people they can lose more weight watching TV than exercising is big money and a big lie. Once all the fog has lifted, you'll see just how simple it is to lose weight. You won't have to buy expensive supplements or special foods, running up your food bill above your head, nor join programs, make yourself miserable, or participate in any of the money-making schemes designed to impoverish you. Americans are now spending over $40 billion a year in their desperate efforts to shed pounds and get thin. What diet ads should say is, "I lost $350 in 2 weeks, not 350 pounds. Ask me how, in the vast majority of these bucks flow into the pockets of people with an MD or a PhD and an LIE degree, a lie degree, behind their names. And most should be ashamed of themselves for not telling people the truth about weight loss, but instead perpetuating a self-enrichment scam on the people." Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, as you know, we're not trying to make any money off of anybody. Everything we do here is free. And Lord, what we need to do as your Christian people is confess our sins of gluttony, of overeating. Help us to repent of it. Like we have to repent of all other sins and confess all other sins. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to do that. For this is a deeply spiritual matter. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, my beloved, in this series, as we focus on overcoming the sin of gluttony and managing our bodies as God intended, we must not lose sight of the most important part of our existence, our spiritual life. Even those of you who are fit, who eat right, and who exercise regularly must still address the condition of your soul. You may keep your body in perfect condition till the day you die, but you will still die. We all will. And the only thing that will matter in this world is the condition of your soul. And so I ask you today, is your soul in shape? Is your soul in right standing with God? The only way to make sure of that is to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior from sin and the consequences of sin. He alone can save your soul, put you in right standing with God, and ensure that you do not perish in hell. Now, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, here is how you can trust Him today. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful, people too afraid to get saved, because of what their friends and their family members might say, and unbelieving, those who claim to be agnostics and atheists, and the abominable, cruel and mean and nasty people who do abominable things, abominations, and murderers, people who kill others, and whoremongers, people who have sex outside of the bonds of marriage, and sorcerers, people who practice witchcraft and voodoo, and idolaters, people who put anything or anybody before God, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, that is bad news, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins. In fact, he suffered, bled, and died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will save your soul. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, that word whosoever means anybody at any time, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, dear friend, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you believe that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, and you want to trust him for your salvation today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I realize and I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins by your grace and by your help. Help me to repent of my sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior. And with your help, I will follow him as my Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life forever today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. A dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good is my prayer.